Blog Talk Radio.
You think they really ready for you? Nah. You think that there'll be many of you? Nah. You really think they ready for you? Nah. You think they really ready for you? Nah. You think that there'll be many of you? Nah. You really think they ready for you? Nah. Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like Mohicans and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. I'll spit the fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They toured around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do
you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Thinking me, I say impeccable. Running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them decent spirits. These eerie rappers, I'll blaze them too. Ooh. Deja vu, you seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you? Nah. There'll be many of you, nah. Do you really think they ready for you, nah? Do you think they're really ready for you, nah? Do you think that there'll be many of you, nah? Do you really think they're ready for you, nah? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame. But the airwaves is a shame, and the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah.
Marvin didn't try to be magic or charismatic at all. But he just was. Even when he sung the national anthem, I mean, it was Marvin Gaye. You know, it was just unique. It was special.
Can you see by the dawn so proudly we hailed at the twilight land gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the fire.
man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. 3, 4. I got something, yo, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing on. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high. Loud as the Georgia.
I suppose you're not voting in the Democratic primary on March 21st.
Of course I'm voting. You're the one who always forgets to vote.
And I suppose you're voting for Bobby Rush again?
I guess so. Didn't you vote for Rush last time?
Not this time.
The Supreme Court is upholding the right of voters in Michigan to ban race as a factor in college admission decisions.
It's a decision that's reigniting debate. NBC's Steve Handelsman has the details from Washington.
In a referendum in 2006.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Earl.
I don't do no harm. I never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. And I love you more each day. But the word got in my way. Oh, I meant you no harm. And I would die
I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Bop, bop, bop it out of bebop. Bop, bop, yeah, bass man. Come on up. 1, 2, 3, hit me. Sound good. Yeah, saxophone on the floor. 1, 2, 3, hit it.
Democratic primary on March 21st.
Of course I'm voting. You're the one who always forgets to vote.
And I suppose you're voting for Bobby Rush again?
I guess so. Didn't you vote for Rush last time?
Not this time. Rush gets on TV a lot, but I can't think of anything important he's done in Washington. I just found out that Rush has the worst attendance record of any Illinois congressman. He's missed over 300...
To the wall, it's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it. I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Congratulations on landing the job. I'm really excited for you.
Thanks. How's your search going?
The job market's tight. I mean, I can barely get an interview.
Yeah.
And I've got student loans to deal with. You're lucky, you know. The National Guard paid your loans off.
Luck? The Guard was a smart decision, one you can still make.
The National Guard Student Loan Repayment Program can pay up to $50,000 of your existing student loans. Get the details at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Illinois National Guard. Aired by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, The Talk of Chicago.
For ourselves. We're tired of beating our head against the wall and working with someone else.
Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing this morning? I tell you. Trying to see what's coming up there on that television up there. I see something. You know, y'all heard about the jewel, didn't you? Well, the hackers took, if you went to Jewels between June and July something, I know I got to do that. Your card might be compromised. Jewel Osco. I saw that this morning. I saw it last night. So if you've been to Jewels between June and July, check your debit card and your credit cards and all of that. I guess I got to do that. I mean, it just gets to be ridiculous, I tell you. But they said some foreign, they was talking about some foreigners that hacked into and got almost everybody's card from everywhere. This is just terrible since you put everything online. Everything you do, nobody wants nothing in person. Everybody wants some online, and everybody wants this, and everybody wants that. But that's not what I'm into. I just want to make you aware of that. Good morning. How y'all doing? I couldn't hardly wait to get back to you, because I certainly wanted to talk about several things. What I want to talk about is the parade last week. Great parade. I've had people calling me from out of town asking about all that shooting that went on. And I tell them, no shooting. We had one incident that happened at the Bud Billiken Parade out of 1.2 million some people out there watching the parade, and it's the second largest parade in the nation. And we had one of our aldermen saying, make it short, shed it down, a tradition 80-some years old. Makes no sense to me. I'm going to find her clip, and I'm going to play it for you. That makes no sense because of a incident. And one incident, what happened when something happened to us, the whole thing is to shut us down. Lollapalooza had so many arrests and violence acts going on down there. You didn't hear about all of them. You only heard saw the man who got his arm bit all the way to the bone because he went on TV and showed his. The gay pride parade always have violence. The Puerto Rican Mexican parade, the St. Patrick Day, that's why they said they didn't want nobody to drink. But nobody's stuff get played up but ours. It was terrible what happened, but it's not indicative of our parade. It is something that we do every year. We have allowed already the city to stop families from going in the park. We've almost became like, okay, you in jail. Well, you get it and get in the house. And everybody start running. It used to be that at the end of the parade, I remember when Budweiser used to have their horses in there and they would set up a tent and have a party. Coca-Cola, all these different companies that participated had tents and stuff in the park. Families would go over and then families had tents, but they shut that down. Just like they shut down people having reunions or getting together, a lot of things like that. It just got shut down because one thing happened to us and everything gets shut down, and we allow that to happen. We allow that. While we was focusing on whether the parade should be short, I think the Alderman herself should have been saying, I'm going to get to the bottom of this and find out who was it, because we haven't heard anything else about the guy who was shot. Who shot him or whether they caught the person or not. We haven't heard anything about that. But to use the excuse to shorten the parade and move it off of King Drive. But to shorten it, I mean, that's our tradition. You know, we always running from something. We need to run. I don't know how the men out there that just stop and start fighting and say, you ain't going to do this up in here. I know guns make you move, but you know, our community needs to know, okay, who did it? Why isn't someone apprehended? I was reading one of the papers the other day, this week, and it was about UNO. And they had one of their board members to step down, and they put somebody else there. And they was telling the mission, and why they did it was to stop violence and to do this and to get businesses and do all these different things. That's what they said. They built the schools for their children and all. We don't take a proactive. We have to. And we have to understand that this is part of our post-traumatic slavery syndrome that goes back to when the wrong, you know, forced into glory, the wrong book when he talks about it. And other folks talk about it too. when they released the slaves. And the slaves said, well, master, we don't know what to do. Let us back. And they went back and they set up Jim Crow and plantation politics. They went from slavery to Jim Crow. We're still dealing with a level of Jim Crow now because we are running around here, you know, acting like we're powerless, and we're not powerless. We really aren't. Karen Lewis is going to meet with this quote-unquote business folks. You better watch them because, you know, they did to Carol that last time. Carol thought she had them, and only but a few. The rest of them played with her. And most of these folks are with Rahm Emanuel. I know I got to get the name of, you know, the Able. Remember Able, the black group that used to be for black people? I think Hermie used to be a president of them. And I think several folks used to be over Able. And then after Rahm got in, Able shut down. And Rahm got another group of business folks. And some of them are young. They're young and they're older ones. And they have an office, and they're headed up by Clark. So I think that Carol Lewis, I mean, she can sit if she wants to and see what they're going to do. The business folks didn't support Harold. They came in when once they saw Harold was winning. Mr. Gardner did, and John Johnson, people like that. Orange Grove, the guy had Orange Grove or whatever his name was. Only a handful of folks supported Harold. It was the masses of people that supported Harold. And Carol needs to understand that that's what she needs, is the masses of people. But once again, you cannot tell me you're going to go meet with them. They're going to play you. I mean, and I think even in Sneed said, well, most of them are with the mayor, which is true. You know, so you go on to the people who are really with the mayor. That's a whole other kind of thing. We don't have a long time because we have to get ready to for February 24, 2015 election for the mayor and for the automatic. And we have to start. You start getting petitions on the 26th. And once a petition is gotten on the 26th, they file not early than November 20th and no later than the 24th. And once you get your petitions, you got to look at them. You got to clean them up. You got to make sure they're all right. You got to make sure you don't have a lot of bogus stuff that's going to be challenged. And you got to make sure you have what you're supposed to have. You're going to need a minimum of 12,500 petitions. And we always say get three times that amount because you're really going to challenge it. But it's a lot going into it because with all the money going around, they're going to pay folks to tell the city out here getting whoever petitions. And those petitions are not going to be right, and they're going to know. And I've seen those tricks as hell where they'll tell somebody, here, go in there and tell this person you with them to get their petitions. Get bogus petitions. And they know where to point where those petitions are, and they'll challenge those petitions, and you get knocked off. So because you got to have 12,500 signatures to run for mayor, which is three times that much, and you got to make sure that you can trust some people to get 12,500 signatures. That you can trust. You got to make sure of that because you're going to get more than that amount, but I know some of them are going to be in there who have taken the money to make sure that you don't get on. And they said that we are at the lowest of registered voters since 1924. And that's something, isn't it? That is something. Since 1940-something, I'll get the date. The lowest since 1942, I think that's what they said. And I have to look back at that, what they were saying when I was reading it. Now, you can go online and see all that. We're pretty low. We had 3,500 17-year-olds to register in March 2014. That's not that many, considering how many 17-year-olds is going to be 18 by November. That was for the November election for the gubernatorial and the county, the state and county election. And that's not that many young people when we have all these other young people out here that we got to somehow get involved in our process because we have more people in the city of Chicago, even in the county of Cook, than any other ethnic group. Our concern is going to have to be to get these people registered, 3,500 according to the Board of Election since 2014. and that's not many. You know, we just got, and we got to see how to get them in. Right now, our people are not out of hurt, though. Congressman Clyburn saying the reason that the people in St. Louis need to get involved in the process and they can elect people and won't have all those problems. Well, I think they need to get involved, but I can't say for sure that they elect people and they don't have the problems. Because one of the problems the black community have is that people come to us and we elect them, and once they get in, they say they have to support everybody but us. So that's a major problem that we have as a people, that those people come to us and for us to get elected, and then they go away from us. Right now, you have Quinn and Ronald running neck and neck. I saw Ron at the parade. I politely told him that his wife said that he's not for social programs, and he needed to explain that and walked away, because a lot of those social programs are what you're in now. You got to understand what social programs are. It's not just what they might try to make it seem. And I, you know, and one of the things I think that, and I think Ronald have an office on 79. I mean, I think you should support whoever you want to based off of principles, but we shouldn't allow folks to come in and buy us. See, that's the danger, buying us. And if they can buy us, there will be no respect for us. A dime a dozen, buy you a Negro a dime a dozen. Give them a quarter, go give this, go give that. You know, do this, do that. You can't allow that. But Harold should take the money and vote for him. Take the money and run. You know, he said, don't tell these folks who ain't got no money, don't take the money. Tell them to take the money and to vote. But see, they got these things, and they got a lot of your so-called activists that's with Ronna. I saw Israel out there. He's with Ronna. I didn't know that. Mark and Paul with Ronna. They call a station. Thought it's supposed to be independent. I'm not telling them who to be with, but they went after a certain group. And they're going to plan on doing just what they have always done in our community, use our own people against us, have so we can implode. There's a lot of problems that we have in our community we need to be talking about, which we'll be talking about today and the rest of the morning and some other days too, because we have some serious needs in our community. Folks need our vote. Ronald don't want our vote. Ronald wanted to suppress our vote and shave off a certain percentage of our votes. He's looking at votes downstate or somewhere in the white community. He's really not expecting a massive amount of votes for black people. He's doing a containment, and that's what y'all have to understand. That's your political lesson for today. Karen Lewis, like I said last week, you got to do something. So if you're not going to do anything, you need to get on out the way. But you better talk to Karen. Karen Mosley Bronze, tell them what some of these business folks will do for you. And that's the sad part. That she can go talk to them, they're going to discourage her, or they're going to tell her, yes, we're with you, and she's going to look around, and some of them won't be there. When you need the people and you need a massive, we need to do what we have to do here. We can win, because I told you, it's not just, I told you once before, it wasn't just the black community that was dissatisfied with Rahm Emanuel. It's a cross-section of people, and they finally put it in the paper that there was a cross-section of people that was upset with him. We're not for sale. There are things that our community need, and that's what we need to be talking about, ministers and leaders out there that's listening. There are things that we need in our community to be whole, and that's what we need to be talking about. So we're going to be talking politics today. We're going to be talking, if you want to talk about something else, oh, we really salute Jackie Robinson. I found it was very spiritual that the Jackie Robinson team won. And they won on Bob Billiken Day. And those little young men are so clean, so strong. The people have them character-wise, what we've always tried to make out of our children in terms of sport being for character, to build your character and understand competition. So we appreciate that. We're going to come back and talk to you. Listen to Talk Chicago 69 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live on www.wvon.com. I think Evan is tweeting over there. I don't know, y'all. Some of y'all tell me. So we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. We're also on iHeartRadio if you want to listen to us. If you want to listen to us on iHeart, turn it on. Take us wherever you are. We're on Blog Talk. So get your coffee. Like, I got to get some. Get your coffee. Get your tea. Wake up, everybody, and come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
Help more families learn how to budget and save.
I want my neighbors to have access to health care.
Help create opportunities for everyone in your community. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Mozart songs, these are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful you think this bargain in the art can be.
They'll get fit and quick, make more friends and express their individuality.
When they learn to play the music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Lisa, do you always leave your stereo on in the other room?
Oh, well, I was going to turn it off, but everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
You're just repeating the lyrics to Hannah Montana's song.
Okay, I'm turning it off.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats? Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I can help the next customer over here.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, that's a lot.
I suppose you're not voting in the Democratic primary on March 21st.
Of course I'm voting. You're the one who always forgets to vote.
And I suppose you're voting for Bobby Rush again?
I guess so. Didn't you vote for Rush last time?
Not this time. Rush gets on TV a lot, but I can't think of anything important he's done in Washington. I just found out that Rush has the worst attendance record of any Illinois congressman. He's missed over 300 votes.
Bad news. So who you for?
State Senator Barack Obama. I've seen him speak a couple of times, and he's really got a lot on the ball. Civil rights attorney, law professor. Obama's got specific plans to cut prescriptions.
Guide to telling other parents how to raise their kids.
To learn more, go to safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
I went into foster care when I was 10 years old.
They gave me a chance to be somebody.
She always loved me like I was her own.
Foster parents taught me how to drive a car.
I'm just forever grateful because this was something they did of their own free will.
Find out how you can help by logging on to fosterkidsorourkids.org or by calling 1-888-475-4372. This message sponsored by Voices for Illinois Children and the foster care agency in your community.
I'm doing good.
I'm doing good.
Estamos bien.
And now, as part of the continuing bicentennial celebration of the birth of Abraham Lincoln, let's hear a reflection of yet another day during the time of Lincoln from the Voice of Lincoln.
On June 20, 1859, I wrote to Ohio Governor Salmon Chase, with whom I had been corresponding. Governor Chase and I differed on whether or not the Republican Party's platform should include a call for the fugitive slave law's repeal. For some time, I pondered Congress's constitutional authority and wrote to Governor Chase these words, "But I did not write you with any view of discussing the constitutional question. My only object was to impress you with what I believe is true, that the introduction of a proposition for repeal of the fugitive slave law into the next Republican National Convention will explode the convention and the party."
The Voice of Lincoln is sponsored by the Illinois Abraham Lincoln Bicentennial Commission.
And now, another Illinois superhero.
My name is Lisa Cuellar, and I just got a flu shot. I always make sure to cover my mouth or nose when I cough or sneeze, and I wash my hands a lot so I don't spread germs.
Well, isn't Lisa a force to be reckoned with? You can be a hero in your town, too. Get a regular flu shot and the H1N1 vaccine. Help be super swell.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Little one at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. Child-proofing your home, child-proofing your yard, child-proofing your in-laws' home and yard.
Of all the things you can read to keep your child safe, the most important is attached to their car seat. Read the instruction manual and use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Learn more at safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Get our share. Say it loud.
Say it loud, say it loud, say it loud, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. 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 I'm back, y'all. How y'all doing this morning? I know we got to get this energy going here. Reach out and touch somebody, y'all. I tell you, we don't want to think that we are down. You got to understand your power, and you got to understand who you are and what you got, because these people got you depressed, got you down. Like I said, a shooting happened at the parade yesterday, and it should not have happened. But we just went and just kicked ourselves all in the butt. They should have been trying, right now they'll be trying to find the one who did, let them know they've been, I'll never come over there no more and do it. Now sometimes you just got to do that. Who in the world are you to come here and do this? One shooting, which was not good, out of a million and some people of the second largest parade in the country. It was right down the street from my house. I didn't even realize that it happened. People kept marching. And I didn't even realize. And my thing is, where is this guy? Who was it? And who did it? Nobody said anything else about apprehending who did it. With all those cameras around there, they had certain security up there and everything. They had everything you could name up there. They put special cameras right on 43rd and King Drive. They put a special box up there. And they so you can see everything. And they still have not caught anybody or said anything about anything. But other parades have incidents. They had so many arrests down at Lollapalooza that they kept quiet. The man who got bit almost to the bone, we wouldn't have known that if they had not shown, not to mention the stabbings and the other things. And what happens at the Puerto Rican-Mexican parade? What happened at the gay parade, the Irish parade? And they just push it out the way. But because they have to continue to depress us, they have to play stuff up and make us, oh, my God. Once again, we don't do the family stuff we used to do in the park because they shut the park down on us. Other folks are relaxed and moving around. Even when they have incidents, that doesn't stop them, the perpetrator get caught. And they keep moving. But in our community, it's like, oh, get back up, close your curtain, run and hide. Oh, them old, oh, this community is just terrible. No, it's them little minorities who is doing that, like the one who did that to this lady yesterday. Or the little girl last night. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. The good people got to come out so that the bad folks can stay in. I know the brothers ran and stuff, but they should have, somebody to find out who did that. So they can be made an example out of. You don't come doing this, and then I'm surprised that all of them are showing in the parade. But Patterson Callup from New York, she came here to go to school at the University of Chicago. So she kind of, I don't know. I don't want to say why she said it. Maybe she said, I said to you, Pat, find the person who did it, Alderman. Excuse me for disrespecting your position, but the person who did it. And find out why not. That's what you got to do. Find out why not. And it was so wonderful that on the same day that the Jackie Robinson team won. And that's how we are, y'all. You know, we get this rush. When something happens that's good or bad, we have a rush. Right now, we'd be all around the Jackie Robinson. Oh, they're just so good, and they are good. But we have to duplicate that. Those people who've been working with these young men and women are to be commended. And that's what I was telling you. There are a lot of good in our community, but they don't play it up. It's pushed down. The people who are working with children every day across this darn city, in spite of not having, having limited resources, and we don't have the different Boys and Girls Club and things in our community. But there are people who are working with these children. Those people with the Jackie Robinson Club, they said they're third generation. They've been working, and now they never would have showed them if they're not won the World Series. So you got a lot of people working with children, a lot of folks doing things that's better. It's more of that than the other. So don't let nobody fool you that the majority of our people are just out of them. In the meantime, they take everything from us, our schools, our homes, our jobs, and then they come out with some dollars and start paying us off because we're unemployed to have you out there working against yourself. There's so much going on, so much, and we're proud of them. I remember when Tiger Woods won. Oh, you couldn't tell black folks nothing. They was all over. Everybody got a golf club. Oh, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods. He got off the pages. Where you want on the front page is winning every day, black folks is kicking to the curb. That's the way we are. We can't do that. I remember when I wanted to build the Amber Inn down at Pearl's Place, and I'm going to go to the phone after this. Mr. White and Mr. Dobb, the mayor had taken their place down there to build a police station, had promised to let them build on another lot. So I met with Mr. Dobbs and Mr. White, and I told them they could have 39th in Michigan. It's called Pearl Place now, and they got a hotel. So I said, but you have to not have hot sheets, and that's why we designed the building where it come around, where you don't even see the R.R. Donnelly Boys and Girls Club that's right behind it. And I said, you have to have day rates, you got to have a restaurant, and you have to have suites, have to be available for families can come in. So we agreed on that. So I stuck with them. You had some of your people that I won't name, they know who they are, some of the churches, some of the people. All they protest. They didn't want those people to be there. If they come there, if they get there, it's going to be this problem. It's going to be drug folks hanging out in the place. They're going to be shooting. I'm saying, wait a minute. We want to use this little spot. One of the main perpetrators, she said, we want to use this spot to build a golf course so we can teach our folks to be like Tiger Woods. I said, but we're going to build a motel. We had robbers. We had all those. When we had robbers and we had other places like that. And a restaurant to put folks to work, we're going to do that. That doesn't make more economic sense than that. Oh, no, we want all our little boys and girls to look at Tiger Woods. And everyone. They had meetings after meetings. One of my opposition announced on that spot. So I stayed and I stuck with the black men to open that hotel. And the only reason I bring, and now a lot of folks, even opposition who talked about it, always eat now. Ms. Reynolds was the original person who was the restaurant owner for Pearl's Place, and then she got a little under the weather, and she had to give it up. And since then, she passed away. But I say that to say that leaders and our community have to have vision. If we had had such a short vision at that point, just to build a little Tiger Woods, little small little golf thing for people to play on, what would it be there now? Because people have walked away from Tiger Woods. We got to stop walking away. S.B. Fuller, when he was around, you all up on him. You walk away. All the people in the that's part of you walk away, and we got to stop having this moment of instant gratification, whatever the news says famous. The Jackie Robinson team, we're very proud of them. I said that I taped it because I wanted to have it for my grandchildren. I'm so proud of them, but they're not new. And we salute those people who are working with them and all the folks who are out there working with our children like that. And that's what we must force and push. And not let everybody think our community is another way. Because Morgan Park, they were saying, oh, shooting over. Remember some of the shooting over there and stuff once? But anyway, I'm going to the phone. You listen to the Talk of Chicago 69. And then we're talking about politics too, y'all. We're talking about politics. We're talking about the filing date that you have to file for the election. November the 20th is the first. November 24th is the last date. And they need how many petitions? They need 12,500. And all the other stuff, and Karen Lewis going to them black business folks. She better watch it. She be better be selective. 773-599, number 1690. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Blog Talk. We're on Facebook, group Facebook, and we're also on Twitter. I'm going to go to the phones. I want to hear about Jackie Robinson first. You first, Loretta, because you're talking about the Jackie Robinson team. How you doing?
Good morning. You are so intuitive. Sister Dorothy, I wanted your audience to know, you know, we are proud of the Jackie Robinson team. And sometimes when we have a sliver of hope, we grab onto it because, as you said, everything is so diminished by this society that we do, that they want to focus on the negative rather than the positive. And so as I watched, because I flipped through a lot of the political and news, and so I happened to come up on Chicago Tonight last night with Joel Wiseman.
I saw it.
And did you
Friday
see
night? Uh huh.
But did you hear? Mm-hmm. You know how they diminished the Jackie Robinson team. So I wrote to the Channel 11
yeah,
last night.
It was wasn't good.
It wasn't, and I wrote to them to say that we don't need that because Joel Wiseman requested birth certificates from our children. And Jim Litke as he talked about, because they didn't ask the two black journalists about the team.
I walked out just as he was talking about the Jackie Robinson. I had to walk out and see if I want a grandbaby. I'm going to go back and look.
And so Jim Litke, Joe Weissman, just asked him about the team. And he went on to talk about them, and then he said, this is not going to change anything in the sports in Chicago. As to say, black kids are not going to be encouraged to join baseball. They're not going to look at this.
Well, was he saying it being critical or saying it being truthful? Because when they look at the...
No. It was unnecessary.
Okay.
Because no one can predict what...
Yeah, so don't be throwing water. Don't be...
That's what I'm saying. So I just want your audience to get in touch with Channel 11 and let them know, don't diminish what we do.
What they need to do is go online and look back at it and see what it is so we can do. Right.
I jumped on it right away because I want to ride on the tide that these little black...
No, they want to be talking about the shooting and all of that. And they want to be making folks... Joe Weissman has tried to make that black reporter there feel like Ron Emanuel was undefeated, couldn't be defeated, if you notice.
Yes, I do. And so we need to celebrate ourselves. So you continue to do what you do. Black is
thank
where
you.
It's
black,
at.
Black. Thank you.
And you have a wonderful day.
You too now. Thank you. From Walden, how you doing? From Walden? Okay, Reverend Walden. 1, 2, 3, 4. Reverend Walden. Okay. I tell you. Plump, how you doing this morning?
Well, Shalom, I'm fantastic. Beloved, how you doing this morning?
I'm fine.
Black.
All the way.
Forever.
All the way.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to share with you that we do still have jobs and also businesses for brothers and sisters.
How many folks have you employed, Plump?
As many as we can.
Now, how many? You tell me every week. You got to give me a number next week you call.
Yes,
and what? Tell me where the people are working, because you tell me that every week.
We got jobs. We do music. We do the same thing that what you do at the Hell Watch.
Oh, no, I'm not saying, you know, you said that you was employing people and people be asking about the job.
People, as many people that would come that really want to work and be serious about sharing.
No, people at Plump. People ask me about it, and I tell them yes, a call. And I was just wondering what kind of jobs were the people going to and all of that.
Yes, well, we do music. We do media services. We do video services.
Oh, okay.
Marketing consultant. And I appreciate you asking. My voice is a little bit hoarse right now.
I hear you.
So we're there at the Swift Mansion every Sunday.
Okay.
From 2:30 to 4:30. And that's at 4500 South Michigan.
Okay, that's
and
over there with Maurice Perkins. He's been over there for a little while.
Right. Oh. Everybody know we promote and produce jobs.
Okay. People ask me about it, Plump. That's why I asked you. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Black. Thank you. Angel, how you doing this morning?
Black. Blacknificent.
All the way from down from South Carolina?
Yes, sir. It's down, too. I want to thank you, Sister Dorothy, for accepting my call, because unfortunately, Brother Al Sharpton has blocked my connections. Won't let me speak to him. Can't break bread with him.
Well, he got that right now. I don't know what you did to him. He might not want to hear. What you want?
I tell you the truth, and the truth hurts you. Let God be the judge.
Okay, come on. We got a few minutes there. She's telling me I got to go on break.
Don't rush, because I went and brought my key this morning. But I just had to tell you 2 comments. And that's, first of all, most important, our children are suffering for a safe homeland. And I wanted to say the fact that, listen, Sister Dorothy, over there for the Ferguson, Missouri, while President Barack Obama had his eye on the radar, he made a statement that we are all equal. So my question is, would it be the right time for black constituents to challenge him to reverse the constitutional curse of the 3/5 status and dreadlock, Dred Scott? Because until that's changed, he's acting under the law. The police has got a
right. Well, the Supreme Court said a man that we are 3/5 and we don't have a... What did they say, that we don't have a right that a white man is bound to respect?
We pay taxes to manage our press, but we have not challenged that. The other thing I want to tell you is that, look, immigration is killing our youth. European education has taught them self-hate, and politics has picked Negroes too lazy, too scared to practice group economics. And it closes us, Dorothy. Remember I told you about the King Alpha plan? Did you look up? Them people got guns and...
They said on one of the stations yesterday that the gun, black folks walk with their hands holding up, but the white folks are winning. They done armed. They are, but they say they're so.
The King Alpha plan. King has to plan because they ain't playing with us. We got to wake up and do what we got to do here.
Okay,
girl.
Thank you. My engineer telling me I got to go. Thank you so much. Yeah, I was looking at one of the stations and the guns. They was interviewing some of the gun folks who sell guns, and they were saying gun sales was up highly. And I'm not a proponent of violence. I don't want you to think that. But everybody tell us to turn in ours, and then they're arming themselves. They said, turn your guns in, turn your guns in. And all of them are arming themselves. Most of the bad folks are not turning in guns. Then you have the good folks who cannot. It is really deep. I got some other real serious stuff I'm going to tell y'all on the other side because I think I'm almost time for break. Am I, Courtney? Courtney said I got to have a break. So I want you all to hold on because I do have this break I got to go to. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the power, also in the whatever you want to talk about, but politics is the day because we have got to. Next week, we got the next Begin to Circle in our petition. Carolyn, if you're listening, know that them folks are not should not be determined whether or not you're going to run or not. You got to run on the faith of the people, and you got to do it if you're going to do it. If not, you know, we got to get 12,500 signatures, three times that much, because they're going to pay people to go get bad signatures. And when people get bad signatures, they're going to turn them in, and when they turn them in, you're going to get kicked off the ballot. So there's a lot at stake here. We have our November election. They said we have the lowest voter registration than a long time. Only 3,500 people registered in March. It wasn't that many. Not that many folks who registered in March. The March, 17 years old that registered. It was not that many. And when you think about how many we have. So we got to talk about this thing, what we got to do about our election. We got November election. We got February election. And we got to talk about the Bud Billiken Parade if you want to talk about it. One thing happened, and they want to talk about one incident. One incident over 1.5 million people, and they have used all of these things. Like, the parade is not like it used to be. You can't go in the park. You cannot have parties. You can't do this. Most of the corporations, they don't set up tents anymore because everybody just played this hype. But we are proud of the Jackie Robinson children. We're very proud of them, what they've done, and we're proud of our children. People like that all over. We're talking politics. We're talking about our children, talking about being young, gifted. We're talking about being black. We're talking about our power. We're talking about this election is up on us, and we don't have time to play games. This is Dorothy Wright Tillman, Coffee Tea, in a conversation with me every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.von.com. We're on iHeartRadio. We're also on Facebook, and we're on Blog Talk. So get your coffee, get your tea, wake up everybody. When you come back, I want you to talk to me because we're talking politics and we're talking community. Be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. The Talk of Chicago and the voice of the nation is 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
NBC News Radio, I'm Kristen Welker, traveling with the president in Martha's Vineyard. Protesters in Ferguson, Missouri took to the streets once again last night. NBC's Ron Allen.
The mood was festive and calm, but at some point police say things shifted, and that's when the looters moved in.
Police say no arrests were made overnight. A grand jury has indicted Governor Rick Perry on charges that he tried to force a Democrat rival out of power by refusing to fund a special unit under her control. Special Prosecutor Michael McCrum.
Threatening Rosemary Lemberg in her capacity as public servant to resign or otherwise that he would veto the legislation.
Perry says it's all a political stunt. And a couple from northern New York has been charged with kidnapping and intending to sexually assault two young Amish sisters after abducting them from their roadside fruit and vegetable stand. The girls turned up safe Thursday night at a house 15 miles from where they were taken. This is NBC News Radio. CDC officials say a government scientist accidentally sent a deadly strain of bird flu mixed with a tamer strain to other labs and that the scientist knew about the mistake yet told no one. It wasn't until months later that the error was discovered. Luckily, no one was sickened. Pope Francis celebrated Mass in South Korea today before a crowd of about 800,000, but also made some history on his flight there. NBC's Ann Thompson.
As he does with every nation's airspace he enters, the Pope sent a telegram to China's president. What's significant about that is it's the first public communication between the Vatican and China in more than 50 years.
In his weekly radio address today, President Obama focused on the high price of college education.
But as long as college costs keep rising, we can't just keep throwing money at the problem. Colleges have to do their part to bring down costs as well.
The president wants Congress to pass a bill allowing students to refinance their college loans. I'm Kristen Welker, NBC News Radio.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money is no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The Battery, modern-day fire, powering everything from remote-control cars to the car in your garage. So when your car battery is reaching the end of the line, or you're wondering whether it is, stop by Advance Auto Parts. We'll test your old one for you, free of charge. And if you purchase a new Autocraft battery, we'll install it for free. Only if you'd like us to, of course. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back to the garage.
Most vehicles, most locations. See store for details.
You got something on your mind? Speak out. You got something on your heart? Speak loud. You have something you want to say, Chicago? Speak up. This is Che Ryan Fest Smith. And remember, I am not a victim, and neither are you.
Speak up with Che Ryan Fest Smith. Monday evening at 6 p.m. on The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Speak up.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan speaks on The Troubled World, What Should We Be Doing? This Sunday, August 17th, at Mosque Mariam, located at 7351 South Stony Island. Minister Farrakhan will speak on the violence in our streets, the recent killing of Michael Brown, and the increasing conflicts worldwide. Don't miss the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan this Sunday. Program starts at 10 a.m., doors open at 9. For more information, call 773-324-6000.
Hi, this is Reverend Al Sharpton. WVON is proud to join other Chicago radio stations for the Put the Guns Down campaign. It's our community. It's our responsibility. It's our solution.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan speaks on The Troubled World, What Should We Be Doing? This Sunday, August 17th, at Mosque Mariam, located at 7351 South Stony Island. Minister Farrakhan will speak on the violence in our streets, the recent killing of Michael Brown, and the increasing conflicts worldwide. Don't miss the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan this Sunday. Program starts at 10 a.m., doors open at 9. For more information, call 773-324-6000.
Hey, it's Matty Matt, everybody. The beginning of the year is a good time to think about making some improvements on your home. If you need professional consultation on home improvement matters, Pyramid General Construction Company is the choice for you. Give them a call right now at 773-804-9999 and let their experts come out to inspect your home. Look, you know the great work that they do on the outside of your building, roofing, gutter, shingles, soffit fascia, and more. But what about the inside of your house? Kitchens and bathrooms improve the value of your home, and nobody does it better than Pyramid. European-style kitchens and luxury bathrooms. And if you're experiencing any water damage to drywall or your ceiling, Pyramid General Construction Company is the choice. Give them a call, 773-804-9999. I've been relying on Pyramid General Construction Company for years, and I encourage you to do the same. Pyramid General Construction Company, 773-804-9999.
It's the laughter you can see. The music that you feel. And those special moments that are kind of a big deal. They don't just move with you, they move you. It's the entertainment that you love, and now it's all in one place. Xfinity from Comcast presents CelebrateBlackTV.com. The best in black entertainment right at your fingertips.
For the first time ever, you can find out what's happening on the scene, behind the scenes, and even watch your favorite scenes instantly, all at one spot. So whether you're relaxing at home or on the go, Xfinity puts the entertainment you're looking for right in your hands. Visit CelebrateBlackTV.com today. That's CelebrateBlackTV.com. Xfinity, the future of awesome.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the talk of Chicago.
Days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
I don't mind. I've been to the mountaintop. He allowed me to go to the mountaintop. He allowed me to go to the mountaintop. And I tell you, and I looked over and I seen the promised land. Might not get there with you, but we as a people will get to the promised land. I tell you, we'll get there, y'all. I promise you we're going to get there. And when we get there, we got to come on back and help our own. The promised land not pie in the sky. It's not pie in the sky. It's about us getting what's rightfully ours and coming back to rebuild communities. I will give my life for you, but you have got to give for the community. Take a deep breath, y'all. It's 7 o'clock. Wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the world, take that deep breath. Wherever you are, take a deep breath, because I tell you, you ought to be proud to say this. Courtney and Ebony, black, 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 black. One more time. Black, 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 black. Ooh, don't that feel good? I do it every Saturday, and I find you out in the street, and you tell me black, black, because black folks have been afraid to say black, people of color. I don't know what that means. Because everybody, people of color I know, have community, they have currency, and they have country. The people of color in India, they got all them little jobs. When you get them folks calling you from all over the world, talking about, hey, would you just pay your bill? Or you call in, and you got to say what you want for the different utilities company. They got money, or they get an apartment, they got everything. Everybody got but the black folks. And that's because we are afraid to claim our own and then other folks join us, just like what's going on in Missouri. When black folks start fighting, other folks join them. Other folks join them in Missouri. You know, and the question of this young man, they showed, I was watching all day yesterday where they showed this young man had, and you know, that's why you have to be careful. Well, he had been in the store taking some cigars. You know, we have to be careful about little things like that. And they try, but it's too, and they tried to play it like that's why the police stopped them, but the folks would not back up, Crump and their other lawyers. So they had to come back and say the police officer didn't even know that he had stolen cigars. But you know, young people, as you listen to me, it ain't worth going in there doing no stuff like that. He got that, and 10 minutes later he did. Two separate things, walking while black. You know, driving while black, not walking while black, because most folks don't have no car. Most of y'all can't afford the gas. And I'm going to talk about you later. I told Ebony to find about this mind retention thing I was telling you about, Ebony. We got to find that. I can't, if you remember the name, I want to find out what it is. They said that the ride gear, they had, let me see, I think it was mind retention something. And I want to find out what that is. That was one of the things, the instruments they have, some kind of mind retention machine. Ebony, find out what is a mind retention machine. Look it up for me, because when I heard them say they brought the mind retention machine out, I'm saying, what the hell is a mind retention machine? There's all kinds of things be going on with us. We don't even know why. Sometimes our kids be doing wild, crazy things. Somebody hit them and said, go do it. We don't know that. And I'm not taking away from them. And these schools, what they've done to our children is criminal. Don't take our eyes off the prize of what's going on with our schools, because we're overwhelmed with a lot of stuff, y'all. Don't take your eyes off the education. Our community, we got people now who want to get our vote. They want to get our vote, and we have not sat down and told them what our community needs. It's black. Don't be afraid to ask what black folks need. Don't be afraid to fight for your community. Is it black enough for you? Black. Gotta stay black enough for you. Look, I don't condone riots. I want you to know that. I tell you, if you look at 64, black enough for you. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Black power. What's wrong with having power, economic power? What's wrong with that? Y'all scared, y'all. Y'all just kind of scared. But if you don't belong to something, you won't have none. Everything black. Make up your mind, y'all. Look, let me tell you something. The 64 and 65 rides, the Watts ride and the other rides, when them folks start riding out there, you began to see more black people on the news, because they had to put black folks out there because it was news. You saw black folks getting everywhere. They start pulling black folks out everywhere because they said, couldn't nobody else come? The same way with this man, that racist police department, just like the one here. Be clear, we don't have our fair share of policemen, and next week I'm going to give you the whole breakdown of the police department. They had to reach and get this brother who was from the community. They took someone from the community to calm that down. That's what community policing is about. We don't have many black police officers in Chicago. So if you don't have leadership, that many leaders are black people, that many detectives, all the things to take a community that's in the black that we have that can work with us. It's not just in St. Louis. It's not just in Ferguson. It's also here. And people not working. There's a lot of things going on. I'm not condoning anybody going anywhere stealing anything. I don't condone violence. But I don't think we need to be slapped upside the head and pushed all down either. And then time something happened, we'd be pulling up in a corner like I don't know what. shut down the Republican parade. That's crazy. Cut it down. Cut it down for what? We need to extend it and make it more educational and more geared towards the children like it used to be. That's what we need to do. Don't let everything we have get shut down. They used to have the reunion on Wabash, Wabash reunion every week, every year. It got shut down. Anything that's been going on with us got kind of shut down and pulled back. We got to be watching that. The other thing is Carol Lewis. Carol Lewis and me with those business people, she better talk to Ambassador Mosley Bronze. And I'm not saying all of them are like that, but they're going to play with her. A lot of them is in the wrong pocket. But she got to make a decision what she's going to do, because the first petition date you got to start circulating petitions, I think is on the 26th. What did I tell you? Let me look back at my notes. The first date for circulation is on 26th of August. That's when you start circulating. You must be 18 or older. You know what's interesting? They revised the calendar for the election, and they revised it in July 2014, on the 20th of July. Well, they're saying that you don't even have to live you have to be a citizen of the U.S., but you don't have to even be a registered voter anymore. You don't have to even live in the city to circulate petitions for the mayoral piece. So maybe you might be safe, Karen, to get some of your union folks to do it. But it used to be that you had to be a citizen of this state, of this city, to circulate. Or now in the ward, you got to be, you know, registered voter, you know, different stuff. You got to be living, and you don't have to live in the city. You just have to circulate the petition, which makes no sense. They revised it. I'm going to look a little bit more at the revision. I looked at it last night, but I got to see why and when did they revise that. Anybody can come in and circulate. That means if Marilyn Manion want to get people from New York to come circulate petitions for him, he can. You don't have to live in the city of Chicago. You make a decision who our people are. But you got 12,500 signatures, and I would suggest that anybody that's running, whether it's Fioretti or Karen Lewis, that they know they got to get three times as much, and they got to be careful with the people that they're going to pay, some of our own people, to go out and get bogus signatures so that they can know which ones to challenge and knock them out off the ballot. We can't be about the moment gratification of the penny they're going to give us. We got to be from a holistic perspective. And when I look at Ron out there passing out that money, or anybody passing out that money, anybody, we have to make sure our leadership, be it religious, anointed, elected, or appointed, we know we need in our community. You got money, Madigan gave, $5 million for some school to be built. Cullison gave $10 million to some kind of art center up there on the north side here in Harold Washington. We still in our fight. Nobody gave us nothing. When they tried to give something to us, they started fighting back and pushing back. But when you look at, and then you look at the businesses that we need in our community, we don't just need somebody to come. Oh, that's good. What about the money for the businesses? We need to build up businesses in our community. But that have to be like, what are you going to do in terms of businesses for black businesses? Contracts? All of those things. You don't come to us like this, our school, our education. Just a lot of things that we need to build a holistic perspective from elected, anointed, and appointed. That's all I'm trying to tell y'all. You know, okay, Evan told me it's a mind-resistant, not a man like a man, but it's a mind-resistant machine. Evan is going to find out what the mind-resistant machine for me. I want to know what the M-I-N, what that means, mind-resistant, what that means. That kind of worried me a little bit. But anyway, so that's what we got to do here for the election, because it's coming up on us in November. It's in 2 months, really, for all practical purposes. It's 2 months, a second, and we have to be ready. What are we going to do here? We know if Quinn wins, it's going to be because of black people. And that's a fact. It's going to be because black folks decide to come out. But something got to be addressed in terms of our youth so they can register and they can vote and feel like they're part of something. We need to talk about, okay, what about jobs? What about housing? You know, when you have CHA, I told y'all way back when, I was looking through some of my files over there and cracking up. I told y'all, Gutierrez went and got a lot of our vouchers for his own people and gave it to them. You can't get mad at him because he's fighting. On behalf of his people, we need somebody to fight on our behalf. And when you look at people who was promised to come and they can't come back, when you look at What happened during that time, and I'm going to come to the phone in a minute. What happened during that time was they began to tell black folks, well, you can't get Section 8 in this building if you got a vacant lot. And that was to keep folks from being in the city. So there's so much stuff going on. We on the attack, and we sitting here, and we playing and stuff. Why everybody else is still moving because we getting attacked totally. And we got to look at the political, the economic, and the education end. And we can do something, y'all. We've always done something. And I know God is not going to allow us to just sit here. If we make one step here, make two. Listen, talk with Chicago 69 WN 773-591-1690. I'm going to go to the phone. Ms. Huntington, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Alderman Tillman.
Good morning.
I'd like to say that Karen Lewis, as retired teachers, we want you to make up your mind so that we can get together. I also want to say that I don't think the Bud Billiken Parade should be tampered with. It has been a mainstay in our community, and we love it. I would like to say to the Jackie Robinson team, their parents, and their coaches, congratulations. And I'd also like to say congratulations to the young lady who pitched a no-hitter yesterday.
Yeah, from Philadelphia.
From Philadelphia.
Is Jackie Robinson going to play them?
I don't know. I think that Jackie Robinson plays somebody from Nevada tomorrow.
Okay. I
will be looking because, you know, that Jackie Robinson Little League is really wonderful.
It is.
They have 28 teams, and the parents and the coaches and those children are to be commended.
Yes, thank you.
And we cannot do enough
right
for them.
Thank you so much.
And thank you.
All right. I tell
you. Love you. I'm black, and I'm proud.
Black and proud. Black, black, black.
Absolutely. From Alabama.
All the way. Alabama gave America a lot, I tell you. I tell you. Bernice? Good morning, Bernice.
Oh, good morning, Dorothy.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make a comment about the Jackie Robinson League.
Yes.
This is the first time I've watched the World Series in its entirety, and it was
me
quite
too.
But you know, one observation that I made, mm-hmm. that I at least observed, was that after the game, I watched the highlights,
mm-hmm.
and they basically focus on one player.
They did.
I can't remember his name. I can't remember any of their
the one
names,
that did the three that did three home runs.
Exactly.
They didn't talk about the team and the character and all the other stuff. I saw that too.
Yeah, and I was disturbed because I thought the pitcher did an awesome job, and it just seems as though they just focus on that one. And to me, it's up to us to uplift our children and make them feel proud of their accomplishments, because this is not a one-man team, a one-man effort, nor a one-man victory. But it was a team effort, team accomplishment, and team victory.
Well, you
and
know what, Bernice? Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right that they did focus on one person, and that's what happened. They always choose a leader for us. And it was the one thing I liked about that team, the coach had gotten in there clean, they have character, and they work as a group.
Exactly.
Team group, and we should say something. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that picture was awesome.
Yeah, well, you need to tell Channel 7 supposed to broadcast it live, too, tomorrow. Somebody need to tell Channel 7, and ESPN need to be told, but they did do that.
Okay, yes, because he was ignored, and I thought he was great.
Well,
all of them
was great. The catcher
good.
Was great. The hitter was great. The one that did three home runs, they had, 13 to 14, so it couldn't have been one person that got all of those.
Exactly,
right.
Because had the pitcher not pitched a good game, they still would have lost.
And the other people who made hits, too.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you, Bernie.
Exactly.
Thank you, Bernie. She made an interesting observation. You know, they're always choosing someone for us. They'll get one person, and it was so sad, though, is that the park baseball is so expensive now that family members can't take their children to baseball. And you don't even see, it's not that many black folks in the major league anymore, and they're trying to push us out of the basketball and football, too, if you look at all the foreigners that they're bringing in. Anything that we do, you give us an opportunity, we always excel. And that's why there's always been a comprehensive effort to hold us down. Always have been. Maiso, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you, Alderman Tillman?
I'm fine.
First of all, the young man's name is Pierce Jones.
Mm-hmm.
They hit the three home runs, and the young lady that Mrs. Huntington spoke of, that the pitcher, her name is Monet Davis. She plays with Philadelphia. And, you know, just I would first of all like to commend the Jackie Robinson team, league. I mean, because you're playing at a highly proficient level, and it's attributed to these young men, these young women's talents, God-given talents, and, you know, the coaching. I mean, their coaching is superb, and the parents and everything like that. But
well, you know, they said it's a third generation, that Jackie Robinson team is the third generation. Let's that structure and that longevity that they haven't talked about too much.
Oh, yes.
That we do have structure, we do have longevity.
Oh, yes. And you can you have to know that, you know, we, you know, as a people have been playing baseball because, you know, since early on.
When I was growing up, we took a stick and hit a rock. We used to play baseball with a stick and a rock, a broomstick and a rock, and knock that sucker. That's how we know how to play, and we used to play. But right now, children need to get out and play. It used to be all over Washington Park, every park that we had. They used to be having a little league. But you don't even – you see a lot of other teams out there now.
You're right, and I was a part of that, too. I played baseball in high school and in the park district, but the churches sponsored a lot of those baseball teams on the south side and on the west
mm-hmm,
side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have to know that the Negro League was a catalyst for a lot of those teams back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and the latter part of, in the early 60s, too. So, but I do believe that this is going to be an inspiration for a lot of young
it depends on how we let them not – we have to just keep building it up.
Oh,
and that's
do.
Why
we,
I stay on this station every Saturday. But there's a lot of people out all over this city that's working with people that they don't spotlight. They want to make the negative.
Oh,
now,
you're right.
When and down south, I know, in Alabama and Florida, the churches have the different churches. They have softball teams. They have baseball teams, basketball teams. They have, and they all play against each other. And they have those children organized down there. I know that they have lockdowns sometimes where they every different things they do. So the churches can play more of a role right now than not doing what they're supposed to do. Are you absolutely right? Thanks,
Okay. Can I just say one other thing about you know, tomorrow? Tomorrow is Marcus Garvey's birthday, and the Marcus Garvey Institute, President Shaka Baraka is presenting his 128th birthday celebration at 11006 South Michigan Avenue at between 3 and 7 o'clock. For more information, and it's free, 708-613-5132. And it's going to be great, and the youth will be involved in that as well. And the Bud Billiken Parade was terrific. You just had to be involved in the parade or alongside the parade to see the smiles, the jubilation of the young children. And I saw it, and it was great.
And I was there. I got to go.
Honorable
Minister Louis Farrakhan is going to be doing a rare speaking tomorrow at the mosque at 10 o'clock. It's going to be rare to hear, you know, so, I mean, go there and then come on out to Marcus Garvey. Thank you. But that's a good thing, you know, to have that. But I want everybody to know that Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan will be speaking tomorrow at Mass Marianne at 10 o'clock. Doors open at 9. You know, it's he haven't, you know, been out speaking that much. And I know he got something to say. So y'all need to just get on up and drink your coffee and drink your tea and get yourself together now and go on over there and listen to the minister tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Happy birthday, Matt. So Matt's birthday, how old is he, 55 or 75 or 24? But anyway, happy birthday, Matt. Courtney told me it's your birthday, so we want to wish you a happy, 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 happy birthday. Who is that, Mark Kell from Gary, Indiana?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing, George Phil?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Oh, it's a pleasure to listen to your show. I tell you, you inspire me every Saturday. When I get up, I'm inspired to do things. You know, I'm young. I haven't been in the politics a long time, but you know, just listening to you every Saturday, it gets me fired up. And like
thank
you say,
you.
They're having a citizen for public safety march today. And, you know, I never would do nothing like this. But
you have a citizen public safety marching, Gary?
Yes.
What time?
It's at everybody meeting at 9:30 on 13th and Broadway. Mm-hmm. We starting at 10, and we marching to City Hall because of the lack of fire trucks and police, police and Gary, you know. And
well, do Gary have any money to get fire trucks and police officers? What's their budget?
Well, they have money to do everything else, but it seems like when it's time to do things that the city really needs, we don't have any money. But when it's time to pay consultants and do everything other than help the city.
How many police officers do you have in Gary, Markell?
That I'm not 100% sure. But
well, you need to find out how many you have and what's the population and what's the budget and all, because sometimes, you know, Gary been suffering.
We got about 80,000 people in Gary now. You know, population has dropped, you know, from when it was, you know, 120,000 or something like that. So
mm-hmm.
we lost a lot of population. You know, it's lost a lot of jobs because of the mills, you know, going from 30,000 people to 6,000 or 7,000 people working here. But, you know, it's still great people here. You know, we still love our city, and we just want what's best for our city. And what I'm doing now is I'm just trying to get people involved.
Well, all right. Well, good luck on your march. Listen to the next song. Thank you so much. One thing I want to say is that election is coming up in November. Election is coming up in February. And black folks, we've got to register. We got to vote. We got to talk to our leadership. We got to sit around and tell these folks. I think some folks need to talk to Quinn because blacks got to pull him out. And we need to say, okay, what's going on here? What's going on there? If you want to go with Rahm or anybody that's running, I don't just go with nobody because they're going to be telling me they're running. We have to make sure that we look at what are the needs of our community. The elected, anointed, and appointed leadership need to speak up. And when you elect someone to represent you, what they're supposed to do is they're supposed to come together and see what's best for that community to build with a plan, not piecemeal. But anyway, I want to play this for all of you who are listening because I see Ed in Pittsburgh, Michelle in South Carolina. I see y'all all over the place. What I'm going to Blog Talk listener, I'm going to see you from South. Okay, I'm going to play this song. You got the power. We got the power. And we got to understand we got the power, and we got to lift ourselves up. We cannot let nobody hold us down and then why they just kind of suppress and oppress us. Come on, y'all. We got the power. Just know you got the power. You got the power. You got the power in your heart, y'all. Come on. Stand up, y'all. Stand up. You don't have to take it.
I see that awful mountain that you've been asked to climb.
Yeah.
I see that winding road that sometimes have you cry.
That's describing us as a people, you know.
Got the power.
Yeah.
Lay that mountain. Got the power.
Woo.
To make that road unwind, and it's all there in your heart.
Hey, Jamil, you listen, babe, you got the power. Come on. Woo.
I see that cold, muddy water.
Yeah.
Rising around the wind.
Come on, y'all. I see it, but guess what? You got it. You got the power. Come on, y'all.
Make that water warm.
It's up to you now.
Yes, you got the power. Make that storm a breeze. And it's all there in your heart. Right there.
Your heart is in your heart, it's in your head. The mind and the heart is one. That means you do something. Come on, y'all. That's our spirit. Come on, black people.
I know that mine. I found the power. Down.
got the power. You got it.
Yes, you got the power.
I'm telling you, you got the power to elect, un-elect, clean your community up, anything you want to do. Come on, y'all, don't be down. You got it.
Yes, you got the power.
You, Karen, you got the power. You got to go to the people. You got the power with the people.
And it's all there in your heart.
Heart and your mind is one. If it's in your heart, it's in your mind. If it's in your mind, you're going to do something. You got the power. You got the power. You got the power. Ed, how you doing this morning?
Fine. How are you?
You got the power, my brother.
Listen, I really appreciate you this morning because I've been I'm going to speak of the situation there in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And here's my concern. You're the only talk show host I heard from a black perspective that supported what they're doing down there. I'm so proud of those folks in Ferguson. You know, okay, we're riding. Every time there's a national black person that comes on, first thing he says is, let's stop the looter, stop this. How come it takes us, we got to, you know, be a mealy mouth? These folks are speaking out. Okay, maybe they went a little bit, I don't have a problem with
you
this.
You remember the rise of 64 and 65 and
yes,
Washington?
Yes, ma'am, I'm 63 years old, so I do remember. I remember the riots.
Well, you know, when that riot, when those riots broke out, they started running. And getting
yes,
some,
ma'am.
They didn't have no black, they didn't have no black reporters. They said, wait, we need some black, can you
exactly.
get to a mic? Because nobody can go in the black community, black folks. And black folks, they start pulling black folks from everywhere. It's that frustration that's there
yeah.
that's built up. It's deep.
And they brought that black chief in, and he walked down the streets with them because he grew up there. I mean, what an example of power that you're talking about, but
right.
it was limited. But the other thing is that, and this is what I want to appreciate you saying, that why is it that when you get to a national level, the first thing you got to do is disown by telling us who is somebody, how to react to it and quit looting and all that. I think that's a mindset that when you get to a certain level, you think you should say, okay, don't go out and tear up your neighborhood or don't do this. And you don't even live in the neighborhood. You're not part of it, but you're going to tell people how you know, quote.
Well, that's
because
you got to read some of the psychological when people, there's a book called When Work Disappear. That's
mm-hmm.
worth reading, and some other books. Now, I don't condone this destruction, but I understand the frustration.
Yes, ma'am.
But I
yeah.
was told that they also burnt, looted blacks and black businesses, too. And
I'm not
that.
Condoning it either. Trust me, I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand
but
that.
But what I was trying to say is that historically, the riots, like this young one man was on television, and they said that Ferguson was always a quiet town. He said, no, we had a – he talked about the riots that have happened down there and just a lot of stuff he talked about. But what you see is I think Ferguson is just a micro – it's a small piece of looking at
yes.
where black
right.
folks are right now. Black folks are yes. frustrated because they've been – for 6 years, it's been pulled back and not fighting. And we are worse off today than we've ever been in a long time. And we're
and
in pain.
And I want to share one more thing. My son, who's of the nation,
mm-hmm.
gave me a little snippet of what the minister is going to be speaking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be powerful. I live in Pittsburgh. I'm going to listen. But I encourage everyone in Chicago, if you can get over to Moss Marion on Stony Brook, Stony Brook, or wherever
it's
called.
Island.
Stony Island.
Stony Island. I'll be there. I'm
yeah,
going to go
please.
Certainly listen
Let's
to my brother.
Because the minister is going to bring some heat and some information that we need. With that, I'm going to say peace to the family.
And to you, too. Thank you. No, I mean, the minister, I'm so happy. I would don't miss opportunity to hear the minister because, you know, whenever you can get a chance to hear him. When you're free, you can speak, and he's free. I mean, he's free so he can speak, and he don't have no hidden agenda. But, you know, when you got to be careful and you got a hidden agenda and who you're going to offend, you can't say certain things. But when you're really, when you're for black people, and people respect you when you fight for your own. They don't want you. It's like that man who was, what's his, Sterling. Sterling said, I don't want Michael, I don't need, whatever his name is, coming over here playing golf with me. He meant that. So they think, no. He said, go to your own people. Go help them. Those folks mean that. Because every ethnic group go rebuild their communities. Everyone do. He told them a magic over there, all your people suffering all over the country. And folks, oh no, he do a lot. He probably do a lot. I'm not saying what he do or don't do. But I understood that's white folks thinking. You can come sit at their table and you think because you're sitting at their table eating, that you become their son or their daughter. Then you show up one day, and their child is sitting at the table, and you say, Master, where's my? He said, no, you're not my child. This is not your seat. Go eat on the porch. This is my child's seat. I just let you be a guest at my table. So it's always good to have your own table. Have your own table for your own family. Mama D, how you doing?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, when you have the power without the will to implement it, it's useless. And, you know, it's riots when it comes to blacks, but it's uprisings when other people do it.
Uh-huh.
And you know, when you elect someone to represent you and they get in office and proudly proclaim you are an underserved community,
and that's
hey, right. Isn't that a red flag to get them out?
Well, you know, but so what's so funny, Mama D, is that we do elect people and they don't understand their role in terms of advocating and working on behalf of their people. I remember, Mama D, I was told, Dorothy Tim, you ought to stop all that black stuff. That's dangerous. You got to be, you know, we're trying to get along. Well, you get along with folks when you fight for your own. People respect you more.
Hey, I've been waiting for 15 years to find one Latino leader say brown and black. But it's like
oh, they don't say that.
Reaction when it comes to us. We can't let the word black come out of our mouths. When I'm saying we, I'm talking about these people, our so-called leaders that's been appointed to represent us. They can't open their mouth and say black without black and brown, black and brown.
Black and brown and women.
and white women that are now minorities.
Yeah.
You got to be very careful about the language. But I want to know.
Well, before you ask that question, Mama D. Now, when they say people of color need, now let me say this: there are people of color now who's taken over all our medical. People of color have our housing. They have most of the jobs. They're not even in this country. And when you pick up the phone, when they call you, I have to say, may I have an American talk to, please? And I make
okay.
them give me. So they got all these jobs.
Isn't that the epitome of insult? Is that all of a sudden, see, the Dred Scott decision was very clear. It said blacks have no rights. It didn't say white women
mm-hmm.
and Asians and Indians from India and Koreans and Java and everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
It was very clear. Blacks have no rights that whites are bound to respect. And that's what we're dealing with today. And I want to know why the president has not used this his emergency executive power to influence the passage of that anti-racial profiling act. What is the status of that?
H.R. 42.
I also wanted to know what
and,
is the status.
Oklahoma and the Indian?
Right.
But let me say this. I told y'all, Mama D, that the president is the president of the United States of America. He is not the black president. I think this is what black folks messing up at. He was elected for the president of the United States of America.
Well,
and as people, as black people, we have always had to deal with the government and fight them for our rights, and that doesn't stop here.
Well, let me just say this. I was the number one fan. I'm the only one in the city of Chicago and the nation with my Barack Mobile and all of that. But let me tell you something. I have defended him for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
He's the president for all the people. But, you know, all the people are not homosexuals, and all the people are not non-citizens. But he got their back.
Mm-hmm.
And he backs it up by billions of dollars. And so he's the president of all the people except for black people.
Well, everybody does.
Now, he needs to get on that anti-racism profiling act and get that passed and put the police in order. Now,
I tell you. Now, look, blacks of the day, I'm about to go, Mama D, because I'm running
out. Let me say this House Bill 5395 that will let all off-duty officers serve eviction notice, and that is they've taken it away from the sheriff's department, and that is an accident waiting to happen.
Okay, thank you so much. I tell y'all, look like my time is running out here. I tell you, Michelle, hold on for a moment. I want to play this by Donna Hathaway. You know, I want to really just for not only the Jackie Robinson, but all of the black. You don't have to play an inspirational song for black children. You're young, you're gifted, and you're black. And most folks know, give us a chance.
We'll do it, and that's why there's always some fight. You're young, you're gifted, and you're black. There's nothing wrong with being young, gifted, and black.
Oh, what a lovely, precious dream.
I tell you.
And black.
Now tell those children. Tell them now. Come on, it's not halfway, y'all.
Open your heart to what I mean. To what I mean.
Yeah, open it up, y'all. Come on. Now, children.
Cause you know. In this whole wide world,
I know y'all used to do this long, but Bella Hathaway is not playing.
There's a million boys and
more
girls.
Than a million now. We salute you, Jackie Robinson. I have a mirror in front of all my children. So look at yourself. Young, you're black. Every child in his room, some way you look at yourself every day.
The joy.
Woo!
Joy.
Yeah, sing, Don. Sorry, I'm going to play some more for you next week, but I got to get my blog talker from South Carolina. Some of y'all been holding on for so long. I wanted to just get you in before I go. I have only a few minutes, so y'all got to hurry up now. Michelle from South Carolina, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I just said everything I wanted to say on blog talk in the chat room.
Okay,
and
I'll
when I'm not able to get into the chat room, I'll call, okay?
Okay.
Have a beautiful day. All
thank
right,
you
bye-bye.
So much. My blog talk, y'all, it's coffee, tea, conversation with me, y'all. Type in Doris and Tim, my blog talk. I'm talking back. Evan holding it down for me. Madeline, how you doing?
Hey, Dorothy, this is Madeline. I was just calling because I said I appreciated you playing that wonderful song by Donny Hathaway.
Oh, yeah.
I like Aretha's version of it, too, but that's for real love.
Yeah.
Donny's that
Nina Simone. Nina Simone version.
Nina, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
And you know what? And actually, I was thinking That should be the Jackie Robinson West theme song.
And that's up. I tell you.
That would be right on target.
Yeah, because, you know, one of the things is our children are gifted. We must tell them. And there are people. See, Jack, that's a third generation. It just happened. We let the negative stuff be put
exactly.
in our face when there's a lot of people across this city, across this country working with our children. Thank you so much, Madeline. Thank you for
You're
your call.
You're quite welcome. Have a great one.
Thank you. Mansong.
Hey, Hotep.
To you too, my brother.
Hey, just wanted to let you know that there was something great at the parade. A certain culture worker was seen working the crowd before the parade started.
Who was, uh-huh.
Educating and agitating them to boo Alvarez, Rahm Emanuel, Quinn, Rana, all of them when they show up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, letting them know we ain't fooled by what they do. So that culture worker put that piece in the hands of 600
well,
of the masses.
I saw somebody put all out of my door. My thing is Rana's playing. Got all these little young brothers out here giving them money to walk behind them and stuff. They plan on.
Right.
We need to have folks to sit down right now and look at what we're talking about.
Well, the literature that the masses got told them, take the money, but in the voting booth, vote for
that's
somebody
what
other
said.
Than Rahm Emanuel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's Harold said. Take the money and vote for me. That's what Harold Washington. Thank you,
another thing, we must distinguish between their system of politics that often produces politics and our proper black political organization. You know,
mm-hmm.
we got to avoid those traps. And hats off to the Jackie Robinson team.
Yeah.
When I was 12 playing for Matt Ida B. Wells Little League, we played some white boys over by Comiskey Park, and they shut us out back in 1963.
Well, they got shut out this weekend. I'm going to be watching them Sunday. Thanks, man. So are you coming to see the minister tomorrow if you come?
Oh, definitely.
I'll see you tomorrow to see Minister Farrakhan. I want to play a little of Seal Johnson's song before I go. Is it because I'm black? I got to play just a little bit for you. When you think about Ferguson, you think about what happened in New York, you think about what happened to this girl that was just knocked on the door for help, you think about the violence of education, Cecil Johnson, the violence that's happening to our children educationally wise. You know, we are being attacked from the education political. And I tell you, I just want to know. I'm going to play a few minutes of it for you before I go. I want to know, is it because I'm black? We can't get no job, can't get no work. Is it because I'm black?
That rocks my soul.
Yeah, but we got the power. Is it because we black? We'll use our black power and stand up and fight. Woo!
Looking back over my false dreams.
Come on, Sia Johnson.
New.
Yeah.
Wondering why my dreams never came true.
Hey!
Is it because I'm black?
Yeah, every time you have something, they snatch it. They snatch the music.
Somebody tell
they
me.
They snatch our leaders or they assassinate them if they can't buy them out.
Oh, Lord. Oh, something is holding me back.
Woo!
Is it because I'm black?
Is it because I'm black? But you got the power. Right there in your heart.
Well, I'm no pity.
Woo!
I was raised in the ghettos of the city.
Sia Johnson, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Mama, she worked so hard.
I tell you.
To earn every penny. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. A lot of mercy.
Something is holding me back. Uh-huh.
Is it because I'm black? Look, I'm going to play some more of that for y'all next
I'm
week,
black.
Y'all. I want to thank you for listening to me this morning. We've saluted to Jackie Robinson, and we're praying for our brothers and sisters in Ferguson, praying for all our babies all over the place. We got to get ready, y'all. We got to get ready. Schoolers, get ready to get started. We know going to those schools, parents. We're going to talk about next week about the school. The worst thing in the world is the violence in education, how they're doing our children. Knowing that petition start on August 26th, 12,500, how many signatures they're going to need. And we got to see what we got to do here, y'all. We don't have time to play. Our elected officials have to answer to us. Our leaders got to ask for, you know, they got to fight for what we want. But until next week, this is Dorothy Wright, Tim, a coffee, tea, and a conversation with me every Saturday morning from 6 to 8. We're also on Blog Talk. If you missed the show this morning, you can go to Blog Talk and go back and hear Coffee, Tea, Punch It In. That's every Saturday from 6 to 8. Until next week, take a child, look at them, and tell them they're young, they're gifted, and they're black. Give a child a hug. Give a child a kiss. Kiss an old lady. Tell a person, the senior. Take over your community. Until next week, This is Dorothy Wright Tim. Happy birthday, Matt Gill, again. Till next week. I'll see you next week, but until then, reparations now.
What bothers me is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants with no restriction. They cut children from my queen's guts to inbreed fear in us. My hands rough, my forefathers' hands got blisters, forced to be a field hand by another white man. Mr. President, I'm here to represent for mine and Mother Africa, in which you raped and left behind, draining her natural resources. So to her people pay remorse or feel the force of a former slave. Kidnapped from my land, locked in chain, brought to a new world to maintain. Hard to survive while my kind's being hanged. Is it over now?
I'm a former slave.
I suppose you're not voting in the Democratic primary on March 21st.
Of course I'm voting. You're the one who always forgets to vote.
And I suppose you're voting for Bobby Rush again?
I guess so. Didn't you vote for Rush last time?
Not this time. Rush gets on TV a lot, but I can't think of anything important he's done in Washington. I just found out that Rush has the worst attendance record of any Illinois congressman. He's missed over 300...
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
I never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And so it's hard for me to show it. I've got to let you know it. 'Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the word got in my way.
I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. One, two, three, hit me. Bop, bop, bop it out of bebop. Bop, bop, huh. Yeah, bass man.